Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply. Sound, this is my level.
Is it your level?
This is, I'm looking at the dial and the red is peaking at the right spot. So sound, this will be my level for today's podcast.
Is this really going to be your level or are you just saying this to mock me?
No, I'm getting my levels right. Let me make sure that the sound pad is at the right level.
Wu-Tang forever. Wu-Tang forever.
It is. It's set.
It's always. It's infinite.
I think you've grown to like the sound pad, haven't you?
No. Fuck your sound machine.
Fuck your sound effects machine. By the way, Donald, I've never been a guy who did legs at the gym.
And what?
I've always been the guy who skipped leg day. I'm walking around with sore quads all the time now.
Don't you like it?
But I like it. I feel proud of myself.
It feels good.
But you know that point where you like come home from the gym or you went on a giant hike and then you walking up your stairs at home and you're like, ow, fuck. But you're like kind of smiling.
Yeah, because you like it.
That's how I feel.
That's that good feeling.
Yeah, I'm proud. Putting in the work.
As you should be. As you should be. Good for you.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you, man? It's gloomy today, man.
I know.
This is like.
LA gets a little crazy when the sun's not out.
Yeah, man. People get sad and shit.
Yeah, look outside.
Yeah, it's like a Josh Radin song outside right now.
He's living in my guest house right now.
What's up?
I should have him come over and sing Winter.
Yeah. I remember the sound
of your November downtown.
Down, down, da, 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 da.
It's gray. And, you know, a lot of people live where it's gray. We grew up where it gets gray in the winter, but we did. A lot of people gravitate towards sunny places because they feel better in their mental health where the sun is out. And I'm one of those people. So when it does get gray, it's a little bit like, what the hell is this?
It turned into like a melancholic, emotional song.
I just want to get under a weighted blanket and light a candle.
Maybe listen to some Sade.
Have some soup.
Cherish the day. Won't catch me running.
By the way, there's a new doc on Netflix. I know you don't watch things that aren't Star Wars, but it's about the making of We Are the World, and I think you'll really like it.
You had me up until you said We Are the World. It's about the making of, I thought you were going to say Star Wars, but then you said We Are the World.
You wouldn't
and then
watch
you lost
this, dude.
Me.
It's all interview. Like Lionel Richie is like the main interview. I didn't know that he wrote it with Michael Jackson. I always thought Michael Jackson.
Quincy Jones, Lionel Richie.
Quincy Jones did the orchestrations and the production, but it was written. The song was written by Lionel and Michael. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And Lionel, there's lots of interviews, but Lionel is the main interview, and he kind of walks you through the whole story, how they did it in overnight after the American Music Awards. You know all this?
Yeah, of course. Does he talk about how mad Michael Jackson was getting at some of these artists who were fucking up his song?
And they cut around that. They cut around that because I know there's these really funny GIFs and memes of Michael Jackson giving people the side eye when they're singing his song.
And they're fucking it up.
Yeah. But I have to, but it's really amazing, man. Audience, watch this. It's a new doc on Netflix. Joel, will you get the title? I forgot what it's called, but it's really worth your time. It's a pretty amazing story about how they did this in one night, made the song.
My favorite part about that whole thing is when Michael Jackson is like, I got an idea for the hook. So we're going to go, we are the world, Shala.
Yeah.
We are the children, Charlene Gay. And everybody's like, nah, nigga, that shit ain't.
That's in there.
But I know it's in there, but that ain't.
No, what happened was when you watch the doc, okay, Stevie Wonder decided there should be, I believe this is it, Swahili in the song because it was about raising money for food in Africa. And they started trying to figure out some Swahili lyrics. And a lot of the artists were like, I'm not going to be able to sing in Swahili. And the problem was that it's called The Greatest Night in Pop. Thank you. But the problem was, everyone's like, oh no, you see Quincy Jones freaking out and Lionel Richie, who was kind of like, Lionel Richie's job on the night of was to like keep all the stars happy and like making jokes and like, and when people start bugging out because they're not going to be able to sing Swahili, and everyone respected Stevie so much, so no one was going to like, you know, say no to Stevie, but everyone's like, we got to get Stevie off this Swahili thing because people are bugging out. And so then Michael Jackson was like, how about if it's just something that's not necessarily Swahili, but it's something that everyone can sing that's that. And he came up with that. First of all, one of the most amazing things is Michael Jackson's voice is so incredible. And when everyone else is singing, my experience from watching the doc is when everyone else is singing, you're like, wow, everyone has such a unique thing, whether you're Huey Lewis or Cyndi Lauper or Bob Dylan or Springsteen, everyone has their unique sound. They're all amazing. But then you hear Michael Jackson singing, and you're like, wow, I kind of want to just hear him sing the whole thing. His voice is so incredible.
He could sing his butt off, man. When you listen to it now you appreciate it now that he's gone. But you listen to him now, it's like, wow, Man in the Mirror. And there's that moment in Man in the Mirror where it's like, I got to make that change today. And he is so in the pocket for that, you know, minute and a half of, you know, him calling and the freaking the chorus calling back to him and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Make that change, man to man.
Lionel Richie said he didn't play instruments, which I guess I knew in the back of my mind, but not in the forefront. And so he said he would have all these cassette tapes of just him humming, singing, going like, hee-hee, and doing all of the basically parts, but just vocalizing it. And then musicians would then take that and write the music. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. There's a doc that's out right now on Michael Jackson as well. That where it's like, you know, there's a bunch of them out. We just got into it recently because the kids somehow found it. Smooth Criminal, man. That's all it takes is Smooth Criminal. And then you're hooked. And so now the kids are freaking, although this shit is hilarious. Okay, so because Mike's face changed so much as he got older and stuff like that,
yeah.
Wild is like having nightmares about the motherfucking out, right?
No.
Like she said, yeah, like straight up nightmares, like straight up like Michael Jackson's in my closet. And me and Casey are laughing our asses off. Like,
because of his plastic surgery?
Yeah, well, yeah, man. And also Thriller, and his face changed
a lot.
Yeah. And all of that shit. But all I could think of is Michael Jackson in the closet. With the side face,
yeah,
looking out through his shadows.
Shalinga.
And Walter come running out of her room. And,
yeah.
Like, it scares her, dude. It really, really does.
Well, maybe don't show her Thriller.
She's seen it all now because she wants to listen to it. This girl walks around, her and Rocco. You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal. Dancing, doing the moonwalk and shit.
Video game?
They're not draggers either, by the way.
Your kids, there was a video game, right?
Moonwalker.
I feel like I played that Michael on Jackson
Sega.
Video game. I had that.
Yeah, on Sega Genesis.
Wait, Wilder can moonwalk?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's not a dragger either.
So, audience, Donald is very good at moonwalking. And I'm very good at it. I'm a B.
And you're very good at it.
He makes fun of me for not doing it as smoothly as he does it. That's all I'll say for now. Shala.
We are the children.
Chalinga. Watch that. Oh, I just wish I could force you to watch it sometimes. Well, audience, you'll watch it, please, because it's very entertaining. And it's just a great story. It's a great story how they pulled it all together. And such a cool story about how Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson just wrote this song together. They had never written together. And some of the funniest parts of the documentary are Lionel Richie talking about hanging out in Michael's house and being like, what is going on in the kitchen? Who's screaming at each other? And Michael's like, oh, that's my bird and my dog. They always argue. And then he's like, hold bubbles. And he's like, I don't want to hold bubbles. And then he says, like Richie said, they're hanging out in this room. And he hears like, and he's like, what the fuck is that? Lionel tells it's so funny. And he turns to his right and there's a giant fucking boa constrictor snake. And Michael's like, there he is. We've been looking for him. He's at a fucking zoo in his house.
Big.
There he is, Lion. Oh, and he called Lionel Lionel, I think.
Lionel.
You got to hear Lionel Richie tell the story. He's like,
Lionel Richie.
Yeah, he always called me Lionel. To be like, Lionel, don't be afraid of the snake. Just hold him. Come on, Lionel.
That's like freaking Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy in Trading Places. Yeah. Lionel.
Dan Aykroyd's in The We Are the World, as you recall.
Yes, he is.
Oh my God. And Cindy Lauper, man, she was a belter. She could really sing like she does. She was great too.
Lionel Joseph.
Lionel Joseph's. What is he saying? Oh, that's Dan Aykroyd. Yes. On the train?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Should we get on the show?
Oh, do we have to start the
show? What else do you want to talk about?
Well, we're just so close to the end.
I know,
man.
It's ending. It's how many episodes we got left, Joelle, in season 8?
There's 2 left, yeah.
Oh, my God, Donald. There's 2 left. Shala Shalinga.
Shalinge.
Shalinge?
I think that's what he said. Shala Shalinge.
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 Oh, Shala Shalinge. We've been looking for him. Got a boa.
There he
just
is. Lionel, there he is.
Lionel, hold him. Like he's got a boa constrictor just lost in his house. Like, there he is.
When you listen, so we've been listening, like I said, we've been listening to Mike a lot lately. And like, I'm sorry to the Jacksons. Y'all was carried straight up. That brother carried y'all because...
Well, weren't they very good musicians?
All I know is they sing, and then Mike sings, and you like, I would just want to hear Mike sing.
I'm telling you, that's why I'm watching We Are the World, and I'm like, no disrespect. These are some of the greatest voices in pop. But when they cut to Michael Jackson's, before, while they were at the AMAs, I think that's what it's called, American Music Awards. Yeah. Michael Jackson wasn't there. He was in the studio just laying down tracks of the whole thing, like because he wasn't planning on the AMAs. Oh, there's a whole thing about how Prince won't show up, and they have Sheila E. there because they're trying to lure Prince to come, and she gets all pissed. She's like, they said they were going to give me a verse, but I think it was bullshit because they were just trying to get lure Prince here, and Prince was like, I'll come, but I'm only going to play guitar, and they were like, we don't need guitar, and so Prince didn't show up. But anyway, I'm telling you, this thing's amazing. But anyway, Mike, my point is, Michael's there laying down tracks while they're all at the AMAs in the empty studio. You and I have been at this studio, by the way. It's now the Jim Henson lot. And his voice is just incredible. And they have interviews with like the camera people, like, you know, these guys were, everyone was volunteering because it was for charity. And this cameraman's like, I just couldn't believe it. I was alone in a studio just filming Michael Jackson alone singing all of We Are the World. It was so insane. Anyway.
And it's his part that they use. When you're down and out.
And it seems no hope at all. Oh, and then it's Huey Lewis. But if you just believe.
And this is when the side eye comes in.
No, no, he likes Huey.
This is where the side eye, that whole threesome gets the side eye from Michael Jackson. Yeah, the whole threesome.
But you'll see in the doc that he's into it at the end. And then when Cyndi Lauper did that like riff, well, da, 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 let's realize. Oh, no, da, 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 da. And then they go into Let's Realize. Who's that? That's
Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, She riffed that. And then they were all like, and she was like, is that good? And they were all super happy. They all liked it. Mike may have given side eye at the beginning, but he ended up liking it. Oh, the Prince spot that Sheila E. was like a placeholder and then she left because she was upset. That went to, that's the one that went to Huey Lewis, I think. No, no. Kenny Loggins? I don't remember. Anyway, it's a great talk. Watch it.
All I know is Prince and Mike should have been the headliners of that shit. And
Prince wouldn't do it. They had like a competition.
They got that competition shit.
Yeah. And then they were begging Prince to come, and he said he would only come play guitar. And they were like, dude, we don't need guitar on the song. We need you to sing.
That would have worked for me too if they would have collabed that way also, man. But now they both dead and that shit can't ever happen, man.
In heaven.
Maybe AI can do it. Dear AI, can you make a Prince Michael Jackson song?
I'm sure we could ask.
Joelle's like, no, don't do that shit. Joelle doesn't want that.
All right, Donald, count us in.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Here's some stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's the stories that you all should know.
All right, very funny episode. We're back from the Bahamas, directed by legendary TV director. Oh, there's Daniel.
Hello.
Hi, Daniel.
How's it going, gang?
Daniel. Why don't you boom, boom, Daniel?
Sorry, there was some scheduling misunderstanding, Daniel, but we're glad you're here.
Yeah, happy to be here. I took my first city bike adventure to get back here on time.
Oh, how did your city bike go?
Bad. It had flat tires.
Oh, you got to check. You're a new Yorker, and
yes,
it's a very, very rookie mistake to not check your city bike tires.
Most certainly.
You won't do that again.
Surely I will not.
Now, Daniel, I suggest you get a helmet because...
I have one.
Oh, good. Because I think even people that ride city bikes who don't own a helmet and they ride around, I'm always worried for their dome.
I never ride a bike, any kind of bike without a helmet, and mine was just at home.
In Manhattan, it's a pretty crazy, the bicycling situation, because the delivery guys are now all on electric bikes, and it's the wild, wild west because they don't care. The police don't have the bandwidth to ticket anyone. So everyone's going every which way, and it's really fucking dangerous. I ride my bike around Manhattan, but I try to always rock my helmet because I think like there's some crazy figure, like one pedestrian dies a day.
Ugh. See, I'm done.
Joelle, look that up. I think like maybe it works out in the five boroughs to like 365
pedestrian deaths a year.
So that's why they say there's one pedestrian death a day in the five boroughs. I'm not sure. But I remember reading that. And that's when I started rocking my helmet.
You know what sucks? Is being one of those deaths.
Yeah. Well, if you get out of a cab.
Because it's usually somebody hitting you with the fucking electric bike.
Dude, if you're getting out of a cab or an Uber in Manhattan. This is a public service announcement. Dun, 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 dun. You have to look at the bike lane. People, these delivery guys are going 40 miles an hour or whatever
they're
it is.
Zooming so fast.
And that's how people must die because you get just fucking mowed down by someone on an electric bike.
It's bad.
So, Daniel, rock your helmet.
Oh, I will. It's even a high-vis helmet. It's one of them like highlight or yellow ones too. I go high-vis.
Joelle just wrote me in the chat, 2023 is now the second deadliest year for bike riders in New York City's recorded history. Audience, are you listening? I'm giving you a more you know public service announcement. If you go to New York City or you live in New York City, A, be very careful getting out of your Ubers and cabs and always look to see if a bicyclist is coming. And second, if you live there, wear a helmet because people are dying. Dun, 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 dun. All right, Donald. Legendary TV director Linda Mendoza directed this episode, written by Kevin Beagle. Elliot makes JD pull over for car sex because she's jealous whenever Kim is touching JD.
Okay, so we should start off by saying JD and Elliot and Kim have this relationship that's very similar to an extended family.
Oh.
Where the three of them are raising a child together.
I wish there was a show on network TV about that, maybe in front of a live studio audience. All right, so yeah, they have a situation where they go. It's clear that I forgot how far away.
She's like 45 minutes away by car.
Okay, so JD goes over there to see his child, and Elliot gets very, very jealous whenever Kim even touches him, even touches his collar.
Well, I mean, in a lot of ways, she can get jealous of it. And, you know, Kim and JD didn't break up because they didn't like each other. They broke up because it just didn't work. Like, she tried, he tried, you're great. It just doesn't work. And if you're Elliot, and you know this because of how close JD and her are, clearly they talk about everything together. They talk about, we'll talk about the Sean of it all later, but they, you know, they talk about everything. Mm. She knows that if something doesn't happen with this young lady, at some point she will be, she can be a threat because she does have something.
And also she's beautiful.
Yeah. And but she also has his kid too.
She's beautiful and she has his kid. And so Elliot's nervous. Yeah. Now what JD, we learn is JD uses this to get car sex.
Yes.
I don't think car sex is something to really be desired. Do you?
You ever had car sex?
I'm going to go no comment, but I don't think that it's something to be longed for.
Why are you going to go no comment? Why would you go no comment? It's not like you're saying I had car sex with.
I'm having car sex right now.
Ooh.
Is that why your camera's off? Just kidding. Okay, but no, sincerely. Yeah, like I would use anything that I could to get sex at this age. At JD's age?
Well, I don't know. He's into it. That's the point. Everyone should be into their own thing, whatever it is. And JD clearly is a fan of car sex. He's also a fan of one step more kinky, and that is he sort of seems to have this arrangement with a biker played by Neil Goldman.
A lot of selfies in this.
One of our writers, who's actually the co-showrunner with Bill Lawrence on the hit show Shrinking.
Nice. I like how you did that.
Neil Goldman plays the cyclist who takes a selfie of watching JD and Elliot bang in the front seat, which, without Elliot's consent, pretty sketch.
But it turns out she already knows.
But then she admits later that she does know.
Yeah.
And she's down with it. Well, this is kind of a harkens back to Elliot's, you know, kinky sex desires. You know, she's falling back on her old ways. Dun, dun, dun. Reveal, Kim is dating Sean.
Played by Scott Foley, who was hilarious in this episode.
By the way, it's obnoxious how handsome he is.
Yeah. You know what I don't understand? Why Scott, I mean, it worked out for him, obviously, but Scott went directly into drama and fucking action after Scrubs. He could have had a really long career in comedy.
His career's not over. He's very funny.
No doubt, because he was hilarious.
He keeps doing drama, but I would love to see Scott Foley in a comedy. He's so funny. I
love this.
And he's such a good foil for JD because he looks like a mannequin. I mean, he's just so handsome and like he's the exact guy you don't want to not only be your baby mama's new boyfriend, but your ex's boyfriend.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC 3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Instagram really knows how to target me with ads, guys.
It's fucked up.
It's rare that I don't want what they're trying to sell me.
They always know. It's just everybody selling each other their data. I look something up on one computer. My Instagram is saying, oh, do you want an ottoman? I'm like,
I was just saying, Donald, how Instagram is so good with their ad targeting. Like, 85% of the time, I'm like, I do want that. How do you know?
It's your AI. It's whatever it is in the phone.
It's scrolling Instagram, and it knows. Instagram knows even when you slow down on something, and it's like, okay, they're just constantly collecting nonstop data on you. So then, and they also look if you've bought things before, and they go, well, if he bought that at this price point, and he slowed down to look at that thing, then this is the most. I mean, it's just. I mean, the most advanced AI learning, whatever it is, to figure out what the
time. I always thought that the phone was recording what you were saying. And so if you said something like, damn, I really do need to schedule my colonoscopy, you'll get flooded with emails and stuff like that.
People think that, Daniel. That's always been an old wives' tale, but it hasn't been proven.
Well, I mean, there is some truth to it, but I think the bigger thing is that every single company is selling each other their ads. So if you search something on Google Chrome or on Safari, they're selling that information to Facebook, who is selling it to Amazon, who is blah, 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 blah. So it's like every piece of data that you enter into the internet is then being served to every other social media and whatnot, such that like I'm searching something on Amazon, I'm getting an ad for it on Instagram, full out. So that's what it is. It's just a giant web of your information.
When you click allow cookies, does that contribute to it?
Yes.
Yeah. So just every time you click allow cookies now on any site, and they won't let you use the site without it, it's like learning more and more and more about you.
Don't you find it weird that Sean and Kim date, even though Elliot
set
them up?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they date like. This opens up this whole finger cut wiener cousins.
Well, yeah, we're going to get into that. Don't jump ahead to wiener cousins.
You and I are not wiener cousins, bro.
We're not wiener cousins, no. I mean, as far as we know.
As far as we know, that's true.
There could be.
I don't think there's any overlap.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
I don't think that we have the right to link fingers.
No.
But I'm proud of that for us.
So am I.
I don't want to be your wiener cousin.
I don't want to be your wiener cousin either.
I feel like you'd be a hard act to follow.
Because
you like longies.
I feel like... You like quickies? Do you really like quickies?
I like all kindsies, but I feel like you would be a hard act to follow.
All kindsies. That's a good one.
I feel like we've heard so much about your sexual prowess on this podcast. I just feel like I wouldn't want to be after you.
Well, they talk about JD's whatchamacallit, his foreplay and what it's called.
Well, you're jumping ahead, bro.
No, but you just called the all kindsies and the longies.
All right, but let's get to that. Don't stop jumping ahead. We have to savor. We are running out of episodes. You better savor.
I'm savoring it.
Savor. All right, so JD puts fuzz in his hair. Kim's dating Sean. Oh, all right, here's your storyline. Chief of surgery job is up and Turk wants it and Cox says hell no. He's really, really dismissive of the idea of Turkleton.
But, you know, when you have a strong woman in your life who knows how to build you up just the right way.
Yep.
The way Carla does.
She
goes out there and you make it happen.
Yes,
and that's
Carla,
what she does.
Yep.
She bigs him up. She goes, baby, because you always make it happen. He's like, I do? She goes, when you first got to this hospital and you wanted to date me and there was no way that was going to happen, what'd you do? I made it happen. Right.
Right. But everyone needs a partner in their life that bigs them up like Carla bigs up Turk. That's goals.
I hope Turk is vice versa doing the same thing for her.
I think he is.
I mean, in the last episode, he wasn't. He was just trying to have sex. Turk is so Donald Faison. Oh, my God.
I know. I know. Well, I
what
think
the it, hell?
I think 8 years in, Bill was just writing you.
I wasn't even married to Casey yet. What the heck? He's telling the future.
So Todd asked the janitor, how's married life? And the janitor says, you have to make compromises. My wife's allergic to raccoons, so I had to throw away my comforter.
That raccoon comforter that he has. You know, it's interesting that Kelso decided to stay. In the story now, Kelso, the janitor, and Lady spent the honeymoon together. That's who their honeymoon was with.
Well, because Kelso was just like on a bender down there. But here's what's really crazy, bro. Kelso, you know who, look who kicks Kelso out of the Bahamas. It's it's Randall, but that's supposed to
Van.
Be. Well, Van Lawrence, Bill's dad, is in the squad. Deontay. Here's what's confusing. In the Scrubs universe, I don't think many people play multiple characters. This is Randall's third character.
Third character.
Bahamas
He's
guy.
Not a, yeah, Bahamas guy. Well, same thing with Deontay, though.
Yeah.
This is Deontay.
He's I think Bill's starting to phone it in because he's repeating characters. That was like a Scrubs rule. Like, if you were somebody, you were that person.
Not for Randall. But Randall was able to get away with it at first because he had a mask on his death.
He was death, as you all know. And then he was, of course,
Mark
Leonard.
The Orderly.
Oh, he is Mark the Orderly. All
then
right,
he
thank
was
you.
Big Sack in season 4.
Oh, Deontay's third role.
Mm-hmm.
Big Sack, Mark the Orderly, and random Bahamas
guy. This is what
guy.
It means to be there from the beginning, I guess.
Deontay was there every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But I really got thrown when I saw Leonard kicking Kelso off the island. And then I realized, oh, he's not Leonard. I was like, why is Leonard there? Because he didn't have a hook hand. And there was another guy who was not recognizable. But Kelso, what happened was Kelso said, I thought it was a nude beach. And they said, it was a church.
It was a church.
So that's how drunk he was.
Yes.
All right. So Coffee Box has to close because their pastry chef has an intestinal virus.
A very contagious intestinal virus.
This doesn't make any sense because I don't think a coffee chain has an in-house pastry chef. But okay.
Sure.
But Kelso has had so many muffins that he goes down for the count.
He gets this virus.
Yes.
And admits himself into the hospital.
Yes, because he knows he's a very seasoned doctor and he knows what's coming. So he decides it's best to just check in. And he pukes.
And he's also in the hospital already.
Right, but he pukes at the check-in desk, admissions desk. JD puts on a cologne that Elliot hates in order to punish her because he's, what is he upset about? Oh, for setting them up? I forgot what his reason.
For hooking Sean and Kim up.
Right. And the cologne, I mean, that's just, okay, we understand later why it's there, but it's a weird plot point.
But it's funny though. Like, how is this relationship going to work, dude? This dude is always punishing her. Right. Like, what the fuck, dude? You put a cologne on because you know she hates it. She's talking about how much better in bed Sean is. So,
okay.
Kelso's pranking the interns also by pretending he's dead. Or,
yes.
He's also realize, look, I can get through this a lot faster. If I take care of this,
right,
let me get rid of these fuckers and I'll handle this all on my own.
Right.
And so he admits an IV. He changes his chart to get the proper medication so he can get out of the hospital and back to the coffee box as quick as possible.
Well, he knows what he needs. Obviously, he's a seasoned doctor. He doesn't have time for these interns trying to start a line on his arm. And he's like, just give it to me. I'll do it. And then like he's fucking with his chart and he just wants to get in. He knows what he needs, but he's trying to go around them.
Right. The orange stitching, which is very important later on. I thought at first I was like, you know, that's interesting. What is this something that surgeons do? I imagine it is.
It must be. I don't think we would have done it if it wasn't something that's done. You got to practice your stitches somewhere.
They did it on Grey's Anatomy too.
They did it on Grey's Anatomy also? Oh, so we did it first.
Too well, you're watching other medical shows? What the fuck?
I'm so sorry.
We should totally do a rewatch of Grey's Anatomy.
Do you love Grey's Anatomy, Joelle?
I've been Grey's Anatomy since day one.
You still watching it?
Drama and hot interns and bombs. What's not to love? Yeah.
Like everything happens at that hospital, dude.
Everything.
They had a fucking hostage. Like that shit went Die Hard on Grey's Anatomy. Like that. Everything happens on that shit. I think one of them got kidnapped and molested by the dude behind the arc in the arcade with
Grey's
Dudley.
Anatomy just keeps going.
Just everything happens. I think one of them got their hair turned green because of the rain. It's just like different strokes. Everything happens to these people.
I didn't understand where you're going. All I heard was Dudley, and then
the arcade, the molestation.
Dudley didn't get molested. He was about to be molested, and it was at the bike shop.
What was at the arcade?
Please don't challenge my different strokes knowledge.
I love that you knew that. Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And we're back in. So there's a moment where they're going, good, good, good. And then JD says, stop saying good, Sean. You sound like an ass. Nobody cares, Sean.
Said good, but he said good. He said good.
Good, good. You know, they're having all these awkward moments. That it was a funny moment when we're all, when we go over their house and we can't figure out how to sit, who's going to sit on the couch. And we're all kind of standing up and then we keep sitting down because it's like, it's just a cringe moment. We don't
now,
know.
Now, what you guys pass out on the couch, actually, right? Is that what happened? And they walk in. No, what happens just, in the beginning where he says this is like something from boyfriend and girlfriend past or something like that? Did you guys fall asleep on the couch? Is that what happened?
I think we were just hanging on the couch, but they make some comment like, oh, it's like a, I don't know, like deja vu. What's the expression? Or was something of girlfriend's past.
Yeah. And then you guys switch up and then.
But then there was just a funny, like awkward moment where like you said, no, what? That's weird. No, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So peer recommendations. Everyone's coming to rally for Turk to get this position because Turk.
But first, the Todd is in there.
And what does he say?
He gives a bunch of reasons why Turk should
be. But what's the main one?
One is because he's a great surgeon. Mm-hmm. He has great hands. Mm-hmm. He's very smart. Mm-hmm. He has a great dong.
Awesome
He has an awesome dong. He's the best surgeon in the hospital. Could you go back two or three more? He has great hands. What?
Todd is being interviewed for whether his friend should get the chief of surgery position, and he mentions that said friend has an amazing dong.
Yeah. And then he goes, it's not just me. And then everybody comes in, including the janitor.
Yeah. The janitor wants to know if Turk will get like a special hat.
Can he make him a special hat?
No, first he just mentions he wants to know because he's chief of surgery if he's going to have a like a police chief style hat. And then he goes down a wormhole of really being invested in you having some sort of special hat.
He thinks he's going to punish him by making him wear a silly hat. And so he gives
Turk. Oh, is that it? I thought it was, it was a punishment thing?
Yeah, he's trying to make Turk feel silly by giving him this stupid hat to wear. And so that's why it has all of these weird things in it.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he was just trying to. He never works, this fucking guy. I mean, it's amazing that the whole hospital isn't being cleaned, at least by him. And he's spending his days trying to make a special hat for Turk in case he becomes chief of medicine.
Surgery.
Okay. Elliot dreams about Kim dying.
But it's all right because Kim admits that she dreams about Elliot dying.
Right. And then she also admits that she knows about the cyclist. And she's okay with it. All right, so here's some of the names for JD's foreplay. Elliot and Kim share their experience hooking up with JD. And he takes the play part of foreplay very seriously and makes sort of games. Here are some of the titles. I wrote them down. Nooks and Crannies, Upsy Daisy, Who's in There, and What's in There.
What's in there?
And then Mr. Peep tries on hats.
Wow. I want to know what Mr. Peep tries on hats is.
I think
that's what I want to
know. He probably fashions, there's a hat motif in this episode, but he probably fashions small hats that will fit on the head of his Peep.
On Mr. Peep's?
Yeah. Kind of weirdo.
That's foreplay.
Yeah, well, I mean, to each their own, Donald. I mean, you know, it obviously works for some very beautiful, amazing women like these two. I wonder what Nooks and Crannies is.
I know what Nooks and Crannies is. Everybody knows what Nooks and Crannies is. That's self-disgusting.
What's Who's in There?
Well, I thought that's what Mr. Peeps Tries on Hats was, too.
No, Mr. Peep Tries on Hats, I just assumed was that he fashions, like he grabs something that could be a hat for his people. Like.
Who's in there? Wait, what's in there and who's in there?
Who's in there is first. Who's in there and what's in there?
That can be looked at in so many different ways.
All right,
who's
so.
Who's in there?
Who's in there? What's in there?
What's in there?
All right, so Sean and JD, they say they're going to say something nice about each other. And JD says, "You're a beautiful man." And now you go.
And
I know I laughed out loud.
Sean says, "I never agreed to that." You beautiful son of a bitch.
You beautiful son of a bitch. He is beautiful, that Scott Foley.
Very handsome.
My goodness.
Scott Foley, wow.
Yeah.
I can see why you were the heartthrob on Felicity all those years.
And Scandal. Wasn't he a heartthrob on Scandal, Joel?
That's right. He had Olivia Pope's ear.
Was it a love triangle between him and Tony Goldwyn?
You got to be a handsome motherfucker to be in a love triangle with Tony Goldwyn and Kerry Washington.
Yeah, that is a prime time Shonda Rhimes love triangle right there.
That I love the way you rhyme that. That is a prime time Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah, those love are beautiful
trying,
people.
Love trying.
By the way, I know all three of them, and I have to say, all three of them are very, very, very nice people.
And very beautiful.
And, of course, very beautiful. Tony's just the best. He's the sweetest person on earth.
Didn't he direct a movie you were in?
Yeah, Last Kiss. That's how I know him well. He directed The Last Kiss. But I just love him as a person. He's just, he, I had an early, he came to my premiere in New York of Good Person, and he was just so lovely. And I don't know, anyone who in the business who's ever worked or met Tony Goldwyn will tell you he's just the sweetest, nicest man. And he's ripped, by the way. He rows. That's his thing. He rows on a rowing machine.
There are a couple of spirits that don't like him. That matter when they pulled him into the depths of...
Is this a Ghost reference?
Yes, it is. For those of you who don't know, he's amazing in Ghost.
He's the bad guy from Ghost, guys. He's the bad guy. When I worked with him, how you always joke that people see you and they're like, Clueless. When people see him, they're like, bad guy from Ghost?
Yeah.
At least back in the day.
Bad guy from Ghost. That's back in the nickname.
Day. Back in the
That's
day,
hilarious.
At least. This is like 2006. Bad guy from Ghost? Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yo, bad guy from Ghost is up in the house.
Yo, bad guy from Ghost, what's up?
Oh, shit. Yo, what other movies you be in, bad guy from Ghost?
So many movies. All right, Wiener. He's in Oppenheimer, actually. You don't watch
Bad guy from Ghost is in
bad
Oppenheimer?
Bad guy from Ghost is in Oppenheimer. I know you don't watch things.
Is Gone Girl in Oppenheimer?
What?
Is Gone Girl in Oppenheimer?
No, Gone Girl is not in Oppenheimer. Gone Girl is in Saltburn.
Oh, Gone Girl's in Saltburn. Got it.
Oh my God. Speaking of Gone Girl, the most insane docuseries that your wife told me to watch, American Nightmare. Have you seen that, guys? Joelle, you've seen it?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's an insane story that you have to watch. It's on Netflix. It's called American Nightmare. It's only 3 episodes. Casey told me to watch it. It's insane.
Can I get the elevator pitch?
The elevator pitch is a woman is kidnapped, and I don't want to ruin anything because it's an insane story. But basically, the police think she and her boyfriend are lying, that she's been kidnapped. And I won't say anything more because the story is so insane, you have to watch it unravel.
Okay.
It's so good. Someone's going to make a movie out of it because it's that good. It deserves to be made into a feature.
Yeesh. True story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, it's a doc.
Oh, doc. Sorry, I missed the part. Got it. Oof.
And then, sorry, let me get Donald back. And then the stormtroopers shoot and everyone dies and they come back and they win and they save the Death Star. Is that right?
Nice.
There's a documentary about Star Wars?
Yeah. Yeah. We just wanted to pull you back.
Okay. Where can I find said doc?
Said doc. All right. So then now we're finally into the idea of Wiener cousins. And
there are a lot of them in the hospital.
Stronger than family.
Deontay and Mark and Turk are Wiener cousins.
Wait, before you're jumping ahead all episode today. You're skipping Beard Fosse and Snoop Dogg Resident.
That's right. They're Wiener cousins too.
And then we learned that it was Nurse Roberts.
God bless the dead.
It was That's both of them on the up. Same night. And then I say, may she rest in peace. Yeah, so Beard Fuss, this must have been at one of her above ground pool parties, but.
But the husband, isn't Mr. Roberts at these parties too?
Maybe he's down, you know. We as we know from the podcast, some people are down.
You're saying Mr. Roberts is a cuck. Is that what you're saying right now?
I think a cuck is derogatory, right? I don't know. Is it Daniel, Joel?
It's just the practice of watching your partner be.
Okay, but I thought, okay, if you're down with it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a technical word, but I think we have seen the word cuck be transformed by a certain demographic of people.
Okay, I just didn't know in the, let's say someone's listening and they're super sure. into this. I don't want them to feel like we're dissing them if that's their steez.
Cuckold stuff is a totally, it's a kink on its own.
Okay, Dan, you seem quite knowledgeable. Anyway, so...
I was once a teenager on the internet.
Anyway.
Deontay, so Mark and Turk, guess what they are?
Yeah, they're wiener cousins. We never hear the story about that.
Kelso and the janitor, guess what they are?
Wiener cousins.
Ooh. Yep.
But wait, that's deep. We learned that it was 20 years ago, but the janitor says, I'll honor the code. That's how deep the wiener cousin code is.
Yeah.
You're going to honor it.
Forever.
I'm worried that there's a bond that we don't have in our life. We are so close on so many ways, and this is a, this is an area where we're lacking.
There's no way. Just don't even, don't do
Zach,
it.
Zach, I love
it. Don't you fucking do it. I knew it. Don't you do it. Don't you fucking do it.
You knew I was reaching for the button.
Yeah, I knew it. I know what the fuck you're reaching for.
All right, let's get back. Oh, Bajingo sisters, we learn, is the female term for wiener cousins.
Bajingo sisters.
I would love to be in a Bajingo sister sandwich when I was younger.
You may have been. You don't know.
So look, here's the question. Now, do women like it when men brag about being wiener cousins? Because I would imagine men wouldn't mind if women bragged about being Bajingo sisters.
You mean like in front of the said person?
If somebody, I would feel a little awkward, me personally.
Yeah. Like if two women who had sex with you were like, oh, you had it? I had it. You had it? I had it. Hey, see, we both had you.
And they were like, we're Bajingo sisters.
I think I'd laugh. You wouldn't laugh?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, vice versa.
I would imagine the women wouldn't like that. That's my guess.
I don't know.
Joelle, as our resident woman.
I would say it depends on the... It broke my brain a little bit. I think it depends
yeah.
on...
See, I told you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you may be like, yo, yeah, I hit that. It was great. One time, one and done. Dope. And then, you know, it's a fun story you share with your friend. Or it could be a horrifying meltdown of a relationship.
The death of a relationship.
I think right? It depends on the context, for sure.
I don't want to know. I don't want to be wiener cousins with any people. Like,
do you know anyone in your life that you are for sure a wiener cousin with?
I'm sure there are several people that I'm wiener. I grew up in New York City. I grew up in Hollywood. This is Hollywood, dude. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Small town.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit jlab.com to find your kind of tech.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long with Helix. Better sleep starts now.
All right, let's move on from Wiener Cousins. Kelso's doctoring his file. We talked about that. Then we talked about the flashback to the Bahamas. Oh, this was really random. The JD searches Sean's peach. So the baby's always crying when he's around JD. And JD has the humiliating thing to deal with that the second the baby is held by Sean, his own baby, it stops crying. So this is understandably horrible for JD, and he thinks that Sean has a remote shocking device on baby and that the device might be hidden at the bottom of Sean's peach yogurt. So he inspects with his fingers the peach yogurt for said device.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to all of the background actors in this episode because I don't know if you were particularly paying any attention to them, but they all had a lot to do. Not that they always don't have a lot to do, but in this one particular, that runner with Kelso and Cox, where Kelso's butt is out and everybody's admiring. If you watch the background in the back, they all do such a really good job. And this isn't the only scene that they do this in, but this was a highlight for the episode.
Yeah.
They were all very, very funny.
Yeah, all the background actors were very funny in that moment. And what about Mickhead taking a picture?
Taking the picture, yeah, with his cell phone.
So Carla begins working Cox to get Turkleton the job.
He's the only one for the job.
I know.
Really.
It's weird that Cox has such a blind spot to the genius of who's the best surgeon in the hospital.
Especially after everyone's gone to bat for him, too.
Yeah, even Todd.
Yeah.
Bringing up that old feud. They used to fight a lot.
Over Carla.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's a weird thing. JD, I guess, tells Sam a lot of stories about unicorns.
There's so many of them.
There's a lot of them. And he goes, they just come to me, and I got to get them out. They're magical.
They're not.
That's all his unicorn stories for Sam.
She goes, they're not.
They're not. That's when we learn that the cologne is the source of what's annoying and irritating the baby, Eureka.
And then he gets the shower.
Problem solved. Yeah.
He takes a shower and puts on new clothes.
Yes. And he borrows Sean's clothes.
Sean's clothes.
Yes. And then towards the end, we realize that Kelso really misses his job, misses being in the hospital. And we learn that Cox relents and awards Turk the position.
And the janitor awards Turk with the hat.
Oh, is that a tag?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed the tag.
And Turk likes the hat, and the janitor's pissed because now the janitor was trying to make him feel stupid.
Oh, I missed the tag. I always forget that this season has those tags. I forgot to watch it.
Yeah. So he gifts him the hat. He puts it on, decides he likes it, and now the janitor regrets giving him the hat because the janitor likes the hat too.
So stupid. And then the big dun-dun-dun that we know is going to set up the finale of season 8, the true finale of the TV show Scrubs, is JD feeling like he's only a part-time father and that he's going to miss too much of his son's life. And he says, I think I'm going to move here, meaning where Kim lives. Dun, dun, dun.
Question. If the show does take place in Southern California, I think they said they're 37 minutes apart. Does this require a giant move?
Well, it depends on your... I would say 37 minutes apart without traffic. So, yeah, in the morning, after work, you don't want to necessarily travel 37 minutes to get home from the hospital.
Well, just think of towns, okay? Let's just talk about cities, all right? Let's say that she lives in Santa Monica.
No, I would say she lives in like Huntington.
Okay, let's say she lives in Huntington Beach and he works in West Hollywood or yeah. The Valley.
Yeah, the Valley.
That's far.
That's a good trek.
That's to go get your kid. What, Daniel, you don't think so?
That's not that bad.
I mean, I know a lot of people have it worse. Yeah.
It's a trek.
That's a trek.
But it's not, you know, we're not talking LA to San Diego.
No. And I know a lot of people. No,
but if he wants to spend more time with the kid.
Sure.
I know that a lot of people listening have it a whole lot worse than that. I'm just saying this is a guy who's going, I don't want this. I want to choose something different.
Totally.
Well, anyway, funny episode.
Very funny. It's sad, though, because it's coming to an end, and it feels like it's coming to an end now, too. Like, you can feel the traps being laid for all of us to cry in the final 5 minutes of the show being, they're being set now.
Absolutely. What else? Joelle, thoughts?
Great episode. Really appreciate the way they were trying to bring season 8 to a close, but I gotta be honest, I know this is the spiritual end of the show, but I'm really excited to like explore like what did and didn't work in season 9. And like,
have you been getting a lot of submissions from people talking about season 9?
Yeah, they're rolling in. Hope, you know, you guys please keep submitting them. They're very funny. It's got me excited to watch some new shows, especially the first episode. I think that's probably the one we've gotten the most comments on.
Yeah. Huh. I'm very interested.
I'm excited to rewatch it. I haven't watched season 9. In a long time.
I've never watched it.
Yeah.
I've never watched it. I remember the big security guard. He passed away. Yeah, he passed away.
Or like the Miller High Life guy or some shit like that.
He was a replacement for the janitor. He in sort of like a, you know.
And character. He had his partner.
Yeah, I don't remember much of it at all.
The partner was actually a writer on the staff. The guy who played his partner.
And I remember Carrie Bechet, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I remember all the young folk, but I mean, it'll be interesting to watch, of course.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Love you.
You know, I'm very fond of you guys.
Oh, you're just fond of us or you love us?
Well,
I'm just bullshitting. I love you guys. It's just a line from the show that I'm on, Extended Family, which comes
on. Oh my God.
NBC,
that was your way
Tuesday
in to give a plug?
Yeah, Tuesday nights, 8:30.
Got all the plugs in today, guys. I'm so proud of it.
All right. Guys, thank you, audience. Until next time, Donald, count us out.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Hey, guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.